Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. Now, today is just going to be a short one from me. But before I dive in, I just want to say I hope that you had the most amazing Christmas. I hope that you ate too much, laughed loads, had a few nice glasses of champagne, wine, beer, whatever your fancy is, played some good games with your family, and just took the time to reset, pause, slow down, and just enjoy life, because this is what this time of year is all about. It's about coming together as friends, as family, and just taking a moment to pause. And that's exactly what I did. I had a beautiful Christmas day. I obviously live in Australia. I'm from the UK originally, so I didn't get to spend Christmas Day with family, which can be tough. Of course, like this time of year, I do feel I miss my family more because it's definitely the time of year where families come together. So I will be honest and say that sometimes that can be quite tough. However, I have the most amazing friends. So I spent Christmas Day with them and we laughed. We had so much fun. We played board games. We stayed up late and just talked about life and everything. It was just the most beautiful Christmas day. And I really hope that you had the same. But look, we're still in these sort of, I guess, this energy of Christmas and New Year's going to be coming upon us. And we're still in this season of like rest and recharge for so many of us. So all I want you to do this week is just breathe into that, lean into that, feel the gratitude, reset, refresh, so you're energized for 2026 and what's to come. Now, the announcement is, as of next week, I want to do something with you and the community that I've not done before. And that is, I'm going to put together the Bold Move Challenge, because this is how I'm thinking about 2026. I want this year to be the biggest, the boldest, the best, the most energized year to date. And I also know in order to do that, one, I need to take some time to refresh and reset, which is absolutely my intention over the next week. Secondly, I do need to set some intentions and some fresh goals so I feel the sense of connection to the future that I want to create. So that's what I'm going to do. And instead of me just going away and doing this privately, I want to take you with me on how I like to think about a new year, how I set myself up for success, how I get really clear on what I want and why I want it, and how I'm going to make it happen. So this is the first time that I've really, I guess, shared this formula with anyone, and I want to share it with you. So reset, refresh this week, because next week we're going to get super clear on what we want to draw in and how we want 2026 to look. Now, if you have a copy of The Bold Move already, amazing, and thank you so much. I hope that you are enjoying the read and you're getting a lot of takeaways from it. The challenge is going to be really linked to some of those themes in the book. So if you can finish it this week, don't worry if you can't, that's totally cool. But if you can sort of like, you know, flick through and have a bit of a familiarize yourself with the content, that's definitely going to help set you up for success in the challenge. If you can't, no, don't stress, no need to, because I'm just going to be talking and you can, you know, work through the book as of next week. If you don't have a copy of the book, then you don't need the book to do the challenge, but it would definitely help. So if you haven't grabbed your copy yet, it's available online in bookshops across Australia. You can buy it in Kindle as well if you're overseas, or on audio. And like I said, you don't need the book to do the challenge, but it would definitely help. So that's my announcement. As of next week, we're going to be thinking about 2026. We're going to be setting our intentions, and I'm so excited to do this with you. So have the most amazing week. Enjoy New Year and really soak up this time, because any time that I've just rushed into a new year and not taken a break, I've literally started a brand new year in energy that is just not... it's not the energy that I want to feel. It's more frantic. It's more forcing. It's less flowing. It just doesn't feel good. So take the time now, recharge, relax, and I will see you next week for part one and day one of the Bold Move Challenge. And let me know if you're going to participate as well. Send me a message on LinkedIn or TikTok or Instagram. Shoot me an email back and let me know what you're excited about for 2026. And let me know that you're in this challenge. Even write in the comment section below. Say, I'm in. Let's go. Hashtag Bold Move. Let's make 2026 our best year yet. So I'm excited to do this with you next week. But for this week, nothing to do but relax, chill, recharge, reset, and enjoy the festive season. And I'll speak to you again next week. Take care.